Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. Today, coming to us from Australia on This Week in America, the book Chiseled Intelligence for the Soul is a book of quotes, a perfect presentation of various ideas, positive thinking, self-healing words, other well-being ideas, thought-probing quotes designed to benefit all of us in our everyday living. The author, Dr. George D. Nike, the quotes are inspired by his own life experiences. He has studied philosophy, metaphysics, psychology, mysticism, continuing to study human nature. He also studied management and housing in England. Dr. Nike moved from the United Kingdom around 26 years ago for the past 6 years, living in Australia, currently in Warooga, a suburb of Sydney. Dr. George D. Nike, author of Chiseled Intelligence for the Soul, joining us, as I said, from Australia on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Rick. It's great to be with you today. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to have you with us and to talk about your book, Chiseled Intelligence for the Soul, a thinking super book of inspiration. And I loved all of the wisdom that you have compacted in this book. And this, as I mentioned, this all came out of your expectations, your life story, didn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you very much, Rick. It's just wonderful to be able to share, what goes on in the mind sometimes, and especially to be able to put it down in writing. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited,
What is that experience like that you were able to, get a book out there, but you've got a book that's got some substance to it, that you've got people now that are looking at your thoughts and shaping their lives based on those thoughts. How exciting is this for you to have the book available?
I think it's an interesting thing, because the first thing for me is positivity, to be able to get something out there that is positive to anybody else. If it doesn't make sense to me, I wouldn't want to continue with it, and that is the first thing that I hold to mind. So I do get, quite a few intuition, so a lot of my work is actually done by inspiration, looking through life generally, personally, on the objective plane, and also when I go inwards, doing my metaphysical works. So, yeah, it's a great place to be able to come to this phenomenal situation of privilege to be able to share this.
When did you decide to put these quotes that you've come up with over the years, that you've thought about as you're approaching life over these years? How did that process begin to actually put these in book form and to publish?
You know, it's interesting, because I wasn't actually looking to do a book per se, but what I was trying to do was to put my own little experiences into a scrapbook sort of thing, if you like.
Yes.
But then I had, this has been about, I think, 4 or 5 years now. A few friends and members of the family would say, look, you seem to be writing a book. You're putting something together here that can actually be helpful and beneficial to people. So I started to think seriously about it about 2015. And then I sort of approached a few, started researching publishing and things like that. And I was able to do the first book. I didn't really put too much to it. But then it just sort of grew from there. It just continued. And I'm really in a privileged position to be able to be sharing this particular work.
The book, you can sit down and you can read it. You can read a couple of different chapters, especially if you've got, and we'll go through some of the topics here shortly, but something coming up in your life where you need a little inspiration, sort of a different vantage point, you can read that as well. I mentioned in the beginning, this book is really designed pretty much for anybody, and it really has applications for just about everybody, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is, Rick. Look, what I try to do is to try and, make it as simple as possible, but at the same time, realistic, in terms of, how I felt, how I'm feeling, and how I think I should be feeling. So it's something that anybody could pick up and you know, and sort of share. And one of the things that I also I've always liked to do as well, which I continue to learn to work on, is to introduce a fun with, you know, humor with my writing. So
I'll take one of the quotes, and there are like 114 quotes in the book. And the book we're talking about is Chiseled Intelligence for the Soul. The author is Dr. George D. Nike. That's N-A-I-K-E. Book's available at bookventure.com at their bookstore. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And, of course, available on Amazon and outlets like that as well. One of the topics, and we'll go through some of these, I was writing them down, and there were like 114 that were all very interesting topics, so we can't talk about all of them, but I'll focus on some of them. Mind nourishment. And this is interesting. We'll talk about how you came up with this concept, but it's not like you've got three or four pages that you read through in talking about that for quotes. You've got just, it's very simple quotes, so it's something you can read, retain, and then apply this in everyday life.
Yes, that's an interesting thing. You know, like you said, Rick, it's something that, you know, one can sit down and read, you know, as a quote. It's an original quote. To me, you know, it made sense. But before I actually came up with that particular quote, it's taken me a bit of writing and, you know, sitting down and chiseling around it, which is my major concept, you know, is to actually look around what I'm writing. So what I try to convey there is that the structure of the human mind is so, it's inexplicable in a way. However, for me, positivity and genuineness, to be true to oneself, is always, you know, making that call to be, you know, to go inwards and actually ask yourself, what is it that I, you know, would want to do, you know, in a particular situation, yes, particular circumstances, and things like that. So when we, for instance, begin to sort of, you know, inculcate things like this, you know, into children, you would be amazed how, you know, it nourishes the mind, it helps that person to actually not just, you know, immediately, it could be maybe a little bit of time in future when this then becomes, oh, hang on, you know, the light bulb goes off. Hang on, you know, yeah, this is how I feel like, you know, this is how I feel like doing this particular thing or whatever. But underlying factor for me is the positivity of it, being true to oneself.
And that's a theme that you'll find through all of the quotes that you will read in Chiseled Intelligence for the Soul, Dr. George D. Nike, our guest on the program. Another one that we'll talk about specifically, and you're mentioning children and how important that is to nourish them. Natural laws for young minds. Talk about the concept of that.
So the natural laws for the young mind, for instance, again, that is another privilege quote for me to have been able to develop. So again, you know, looking at what is it that a child, for instance, and I'm referring to something like talent, for instance, you know, let's be patient with children. Look at what is good that they do. It doesn't have to actually be, you know, in terms of education, it could be something that they enjoy doing, which, of course, education is something that would eventually, you know, will pay some sort of compliment to. So that is something that, you know, the mind is something that has to be somehow supported from childhood and nourished for growth and things like that. And when we talk about this, we talk about things like will, for instance, which is the conscious application of the unconscious impulses that come up within the human mind. And then we also talk about things like habit, which is, you know, other than good habits, you know, we get enticed into illusory satisfaction of a psychological, desires, for instance. Everybody gets that. But how do we make the choices? And this is the one of the reasons why I thought, you know, I'll put this into writing, you know, for people to share.
When did this begin for you, this interest in human nature, in self-discovery? At what age did this start to interest you to the point where you started looking at things maybe a little differently at that time?
It would have been around about 12, 13, something like that. I remember asking my parents a lot of questions. very young age.
You're one of those. As a parent, it's like, okay, you get usually one that will ask a whole lot of questions, and that's good. That keeps everybody on their toes. The book is Chiseled Intelligence for the Soul. Dr. George Nike, N-A-I-K-E, is the author. Books at bookventure.com at the bookstore there. You can link on directly at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A common theme that you have is humanity, is dealing with people. Yeah. One of the quotes that jumped out is justice for the people. And this is very important for you as well. Explain that.
So justice for the people, for me, that is just such a phenomenal thing. And, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, at a high level or you know, authoritative level. It could be, like we're talking now, you know, I listen to my radio station in Australia here. I'm on my way to work every day. I just wish I had had more time to listen to them. So, for instance, using the power that one has, you know, as hosts, like your good self, Rick, to defend the interest of the people, for instance. You know, for instance, I don't talk too much about politics, but using this sort of means to bring politicians to the state of their thoughts and get them to share with people and also to account for, you know, their behavior. And I say that with all due respect, you know, in terms of what it is that they're planning to do, and whatever they're planning to do, are they actually carrying people along, you know, in terms of the humanitarian side of things? And it's not just about you know, economic imperative, the GDPs, the, you know, all of those niceties around, yes, you know, how they run the country and things like that. And also to support charitable causes, you know, and general love of humanity, really, you know, the environment and things like that. You know, I talked about Al Gore there, the ex-vice president of the United States, and, you know, his work, you know.
The book is called Chiseled Intelligence for the Soul, and it's interesting, on your email you have a quote at the end, and I really love this one. Every time I get an email from you, I look, and this makes me think. Genuine excellence is the selfless habits of kindness toward others, especially those less privileged. I like that. And this is what you'll find in the book, Chiseled Intelligence for the Soul. It doesn't take you a lot of words. I guess that's the chiseling part of it. It doesn't take you a whole lot of words to get something very meaningful and impactful out there. And that quote that you use is very impactful.
Thank you very much. It's interesting. That quote, for instance, is at the, you know, base of all my emails. And I genuinely believe that, you know, just being kind to somebody, go out there and just be helpful, be kind, you know, show kindness. There is nothing wrong with it. You know, it's just something to me that means, when I came up with that particular quote, it's been a few years now. It's something that I just wrote. It just came, and I just put it underneath my my name there, and that was it. And it really, really works. It treats, sometimes people look at it and they say, "Oh, this is great." But the point for me, a defining moment, was when somebody said to me, "Oh, I read that, and you know, you've made my day." And I felt like going into a corner and you know, shedding a couple of tears, because it really made this lady's day, you know, and it's a privilege, really.
Well, there are a lot of making people days quotes that you will find in the book, Chiseled Intelligence for the Soul. You talk about it really doesn't take a lot to make somebody else feel good, to acknowledge them. One of the quotes in there is call by name, and it's very simple, and you think, yeah, I would rather be called by my name than like dude or you or just some generic description like that. It takes very little effort, and it really carries a lot of impact.
Yeah, look, that is another, you know, interesting one for me, because, you know, to call somebody by a name, especially a name that they approve of, you know, so what I try to do there is to convey that message that, look, call people by their names, okay, and call them the name that they would like to be called. And, you know, when I looked deeply into this quote, I actually think, you know, it's something, my own little way of addressing things like bullying, like, you know, anger and stuff like that, you know, to refer to somebody by their name, I just think it's right, you know, rather than calling, you know, other names and whatever. So I thought, I'll put that in too.
You talk about light bulb moments. One is in this, it doesn't take a lot of words to get the thought across, and it really needs to stick in the back of your mind or the forefront of your mind, means and measures of words. Talk about that, because so often we just write something in a hurry. We say something in a hurry, not understanding that words have meanings.
Yeah. Very, very, very interesting. I mean, you know, just like any other concepts in life, language is something that I'm always very passionate about, and that is why I would rather write a quote and chisel around it very well before putting it out there, because I want to do something that I know or I feel would change or might, you know, suggest something good to somebody. So I talked about language there, which is subdivided, for instance, into grammar, you know, we have vocabulary, syntax, you know, arrangement of words, really, rhetoric, and also the power of the words that we're saying, you know, whether you're being persuasive or maybe as in the past, and some people still, you know, to still use things like demagogy and stuff like that. But, you know, being honest and being true in what somebody says. And remember, you know, euphemisms have a purpose, and they are there to help us, you know, lessen the pain. You know, it's not what you're about to say, but it's how you say it, it's how you convey it, it's how you carry it across. And remember the feeling you're going to leave that person feeling after you've said those words, and you cannot take them back.
Just a few minutes left in the program, going by too quickly, and I'll close with this one quote. And the quotes we're talking about, just several of the well over 100 that you will find in the book Chiseled Intelligence for the Soul. Dr. George D. Nike, N-A-I-K-E, is the author. Book you'll find at bookventure.com in the bookstore. You'll find it at other places as well, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You talk about the positive dictates of the conscience. Talk about the importance of that and the importance of actually having a conscience and letting it guide us.
Yeah, to me, the conscience is a very, very interesting place. You know, it's like a field where right is right, wrong is wrong. There is no question about either of those two. But the thing is, when we begin to bargain with the conscience, we gain access to the beautiful whispering, the subtleties of what the conscience can do. Look, no matter what you do, always remember, even if those things are done or that thing is done when nobody's watching, the conscience is there. I can put that into a parallel of, you know, it's like a wise old sage who listens, who lets you do whatever you have to do and whatever. But, you know, I would say this too about the conscience. It will always serve the bearer with the amount of consequences in terms of the choices that they make. The conscience is watching all the time.
You describe yourself as a humanitarian with an interest in self-development. And I get the impression self-development, that's sort of an ongoing process. It should be, at least for all of us, shouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. So being a humanitarian is something that I just feel that, you know, it's something that is within us. And then again, going back to what we said, you know, I said before about children, you know, it's inculcating into children how to continue to work on themselves from within, you know, in their relationship with others, you know, in the place, from playground, school break playground, to places of work, and to friendships and things like that. It's something that, you know, we can all continue to work on. And I think humanitarianism and personal development, these are two things that go hand in hand. and they have a very strong potent of friendship within them that carries both along side by side. And that is the reason why I pay thoughtful attention to, you know, how somebody feels or whatever, if they're around me, because you just never know how you're going to, you know, to help people and to bring something as well into the world. You know, if this is my own way of contributing to humanity, fine, I will call it humanitarian, but, you know, this can be defined in so many different ways.
It's a book that you'll find yourself referring to often. It's Chiseled Intelligence for the Soul, a thinking superbook of inspirations. Very easy reading, very powerful reading. Gets direct to the point and makes you think when you get finished with each one. The author, our guest on the program, is Dr. George D. Nike, N-A-I-K-E. The book is available at bookventure.com in their bookstore. You'll find it at other places as well. And, of course, you can link on directly to Book Venture and Dr. Nike's information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Coming to us from Australia, Doctor, it is a pleasure. Been a fun program. Fascinating. I love having a chance to read Chiseled Intelligence for the Soul. And thank you for being with us on the program.
It's my pleasure, Rick. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you very much.
You're
Take
welcome.
Care.
You're welcome. Chiseled Intelligence for the Soul, Dr. George Nike, the author, our guest on This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.